You hit the top of the Martian atmosphere, you go on Mach 27. 27 times the speed of sound. And for our vehicles, between when we hit the top of the Martian atmosphere and when we were bouncing on the surface with the airbags was 6 minutes. It's a hell of a ride. You use a heat shield to slow you down to a leisurely Mach 2. Twice the speed of sound, and then we threw out a supersonic parachute.
Everything is complex, and everything has to happen precisely on time.
The worst part is when you come into contact with the Martian surface. There's no runway, okay? There's no nice place to land. And you can't control very well where you're going to come down. So you're going to come down in a field of rocks like this. How do you guarantee that your billion-dollar spacecraft is actually going to survive that? The approach that worked for us with our rovers was great big airbags. Bounce, 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 bounce. Finally, the vehicle comes to rest. Vikings used rocket motors, and they just touched down gently on the surface, and they were fortunate. It was just good luck. They landed in a field of boulders like this, but they didn't land with one that was poking through the belly, and it all worked. You have to be good, and you have to be lucky.